As we know, Yaakov was very critical of Shimon and Levi for their actions in endangering the Jewish people. Not only in this week's Parsha, but in Parshat Vayechi, his parting words, his bracha to his children, where assumingly he's focusing on the positive and on their bright future, he's very harsh towards Shimon and Levi. Arur apom kiaz, he curses their anger. And then he says, Al-chalkem bi-Yaakov, ha-fitzem bi-Yisrael. He destines them to be divided amongst the Jewish people, to not have their own focused, centralized nachala, so as not to endanger the other Jewish people. It's interesting, in light of how Shimon and Levi are addressed together in Sefer Bereshit, to note how ultimately Shimon is scattered, but Levi turns into the Levium, the star shavit of the Jewish people, the shavit from which the Kohanim emerge. How could this be? The answer seems to lie in the action taken by Shevet Levi at the Chet HaEgel, when they respond to Moshe's call of Mi LaShem Elai. And this is focused upon in Moshe's bracha, in Parshat Vezot HaBracha, where Moshe says, HaOmer LeAvivu LiMo Lo Ri'itiv, Ve'et Echav Lo Yikir Ve'et Banav Lo Yada. Levi was willing to look away from their familial relationships and kill even their own relatives who were sinning at the Chet HaEgel. And we hear this in Moshe's words when he calls them to act at the Chet HaEgel. Hirgu ishet achiv ve'ishet re'ehu ve'ishet krovo. The question is whether a person puts their commitment to God above their relationship with family. In fact, if you listen carefully, when Moshe speaks to Shevet Levi at the Egel, he says, Milu yedchem hayom lashem. Fill your hands in the Avodat Hashem today, ki ish bivno uviachiv filateta lechem ayom bracha, and you'll receive a bracha today. Rashi says, this is the moment when Shevet Levi became the Levim, when Shevet Levi became the Shevet from which the Kohanim would emerge. The words of Rashi are, atem hahorgim otam bedavar ze titchanchu liot kohanim lamakom. Quoting the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Tedvav, by killing, you're becoming Kohanim. And this is surprising, because Kohanim are supposed to be Oyev Shalom Verodev Shalom. A Kohen who kills is not allowed to do Birchat Kohanim. But this moment of killing for the name of God, even willing to put that above one's own familial relationships, is what made Shevet Levi, Shevet Levi. In fact, the Medrash Halacha, on Sefer Vezota, on Parshat Vezota Bracha, takes it even further, and links Levi's destiny not just to that moment at the Chet HaEgel, but also the moment when Pinchas, who's from Shevet Levi, kills the Nasi of Shevet Shimon for having inappropriate relationships with Benot Moav. And here it's Levi versus Shimon. And the Sefri explains, this is why even though Shimon and Levi took the same action initially, Shimon came scattered, and the Levium scattering became the teachers of Klal Yisrael. I think the deeper explanation is this. There are two ways to look at the action of Shimon and Levi in Shechem. One is it's L'shem Shamayim, rejecting to rape. The other is a pure familial, you took my sister, I'm going to kill you. How do we find out whether it's L'shem Shamayim or just revenge? We find out from the future actions of Levi versus Shimon. At Chet HaEgel, Shimon is part of those sinning. Levi is continuing L'shem Shamayim. The story with Pinchas versus Zimri, Shimon is now doing the same illicit sexual relationships that they were attacking Shechem for. And Levi consistently is killing once again for the Shem Shemayim, showing that it's truly the Shem Shemayim. When we're the Shem Shemayim, sometimes it means peace and sometimes it means war. If our actions are using the name of God in order for us to take our petty revenge, that is where we're dangerous and scattered amongst the Jewish people.